is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Outgoing Iranian President Hassan Rouhani Saturday congratulated hardline Judge Ibrahim Raisi, who was heading for a landslide win in Iran's presidential election. With about 28.6 million ballots cast and a low turnout where half the ballots had been counted, Raisi's tally was already at 17.8 million. Raisi, a 60-year-old Shiite cleric who is subject to U.S. sanctions for alleged human rights abuses, have been widely tipped to win the contest thanks to the endorsement of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah al-Khamenei. Raisi's election comes at a critical time. Iran and six major powers are in talks to revive their 2015 nuclear deal. Then U.S. President Donald Trump abandoned the deal in 2018 and reimposed crippling sanctions that have squeezed Iran's oil income. Raisi dominated the election only after a panel under the watch of the Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei disqualified his strongest competition. Russian President Vladimir Putin says that his foreign minister and his defense minister will head the candidates list for the dominant United Russia Party in September's parliamentary elections by placing the foreign minister Sergei Lavrov and defense minister Sergei Shoigu on the list. Putin aims to increase voter enthusiasm for the party, whose support has been waning thus far. Both have substantial popularity for their firm positions on the military and challenges to the West. Being on the party list does not oblige them to take parliament seats if elected. Notably, absent from the list at the party convention was the former president and prime minister who